Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's the fourth hour of the G-Bag Nation as Expressway is now looming just 20 minutes away. We'll take you commercial free to the top. But before we get there, it's time for an edition of the finest. What's wrong, Brian?
Should I buy a sushi?
Sorry, Chief.
No, it's all good, man.
Should I buy a sushi bazooka?
A sushi bazooka? Or is this like a tomato gun? You're firing off sushi rolls at people?
It's a way to make sushi.
Yes.
With like, it, you put it in the...
So you just put the raw, disgusting fish in a tube and then hit a trigger and it sends out slices of it for you?
Well, you put the rice in it on both sides and then you put it together. But you could put the crab and all that, whatever.
Oh, it's like a joint roller, but for sushi.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, yes.
I'd say hand roll it. It's much more artisan-like.
Yeah, the hand rolling thing, I've watched a bunch of videos on it. I'm not that talented.
Looks tough. Is it the same thing as where you have to doing a lot of licking to get it to stick and stuff when you're rolling it up?
I mean, tell you, that's a lost art, by the way.
Yeah, oh, it is.
If you got a friend that can do that, that's a friend for life. But to me... I just don't know. It's one of these impulse buys I might make, like you, Dawson. Make it. And you're like, wow, the sushi bazooka looks like it's something I could really use that someday. I could really use it because I love eating sushi.
That's the kind of stuff that you buy, and then every 5 years, you just got to clean all the crap out of your house. Mm. Like, everything must go.
Yeah.
Garage sale or dump.
So this is like the Flex Seal dude? Like, I'd be buying
You'll use it one time.
If it means you're going to make it, I think you should get it.
A little Broadus Friday lunch sushi special.
What I'm worried right now is if I buy it, it's like one of those sites you go to, and I'm going to get scammed.
Okay, yeah, well definitely. Then, yeah,
I mean,
check
that's
Amazon.
Not worth it then. No.
Maybe get it off Amazon.
Then they're going to have to, like, all of a sudden, my credit card's going to say, whoa, we didn't, whoa, what's going on? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I get that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Happened to me once.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting an epic tent for $25. I should have seen it coming. No. Here's Chief with an addition to the finest.
Well, somebody just texted in here in the 469. Sushi bazooka works amazing. Been using it for years.
All right. There we go. That's what I like to hear.
He says when he's got big parties, it's very helpful. I mean, that makes a ton of sense.
If you're having
a sushi party at your place, you might as well have a tool to expedite the process.
Dawson, you like tempura. Like, you like shrimp tempura. Yeah. and all that. So
chicken tempura.
Yeah, that you're tempura, but you're not a sushi guy.
No,
not at all.
But you'll tempt.
Chief's in.
Yes.
I think Lucius is in. Lucius, you're in for sushi guy, right? You in sushi?
Man, I've only had California rolls.
Okay.
Okay, that counts, and it's delicious.
And the man's got an extensive palate, and he's only had California rolls. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's my favorite food.
Yeah, okay. All right. I was thinking I might do that. I don't know.
I'll take an order of fried shrimp, maybe Tackle Box, something like that.
I'll tell you what, man.
The broadest roll.
I like this. The text in our spot, Eric, that we used to hit up for Friday Night Stars. Sushi Shack in Plano.
Sushi Shack in Plano with all you can eat.
Just order what you want there. Yeah, dinner, I think it's like $22 now.
Yeah, Dawson, we made the executive decision. I'm sorry, I'm taking over the segment like I always do. The executive decision when we all went out to dinner. We were all looking for a place. I'm like, the Chinese buffet. Let's go. Let's all go.
Everybody's
like, everybody was kind of like, where are we going to go? I'm like, just find the Chinese buffet. Let's go.
Definitely it sounded good. My biggest regret,
the place just didn't end up being good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good, but it was like all you can eat, which is
good. Yeah, it was.
Which is good.
All right.
Sorry about that, Chief.
No, back it's all you. Good. 877-881-1053. What do you think a bratis roll would taste like? We will definitely read those. Yeah. Now, in the meantime, we got to give a tip of the cap to a couple of things. The first of which is, did you guys see the? I didn't know this was a part of, I guess, the new strategy to just keep things moving. The expedited review when you had, I can't remember the receiver now for the Browns, but he clearly dropped it.
Yeah.
It was like, what are we doing here? And it was like, the Cowboys don't even have to challenge this. Yeah, we're gonna just get it right. We'll just. Yeah. And they call it the expedited review.
No, you're effed up.
NFL. Yeah. Thank you.
No. The NFL admits it's like we F up every once in a while. We need somebody on the field to make sure we don't F up that much.
I was very happy that this happened. Brian was yelling, challenge it. I'm thinking, what is going on? Why aren't you challenging it? But now it makes so much sense.
Yeah, well, the expedited review.
I think Mike was waiting for that. And finally,
he knew.
They got
waste a challenge for something that's freaking obvious.
Yes, exactly.
Guy just screwed me out of my challenge.
I was worried that they were going to give him the catch, which they
well, it
did.
Looked like they were trying snap off for a second.
Yeah, I was like, no, whoa, wait, challenge this, bro. You know,
254 says the broadest roll would taste like shame and regret.
No, I would use I wouldn't use imitation crab. I'd go get real crab and stuff like that. Real avocado. You know?
They're just busting your balls, dude. We're not actually talking about a real sushi roll right now. We're just talking about the hypothetical. What would a broadest roll taste like? Oh. Like salty, says the 817. A little bit salty.
I see.
You know, they're doing something like that here.
Smoked tiger.
I thought you were saying that I would make a crappy one.
No, I
think you've made is not crappy.
You would actually make a great. And if you did want to make a crappy fish roll, I mean, we heard about crappy fish are real. Make a delicious one.
I don't want to make crappy food. I'm against crappy food.
Maybe a crappie one, right?
Crappie food.
Yeah. That's a crappie fish. Yeah. My apologies.
I thought it was
spelled crappy though, right?
Yeah, it's spelled crappy crappie.
817 is saying that they had the expedited review last year, but I think 817's ball sack.
No, I think you did.
That felt brand new
I think
to me.
You did.
They weren't using it enough. Yeah, they definitely weren't using it.
They realized that it was like killing the game with these challenges and stuff. So they.
Yeah.
The other tip of the cap is to Mike McCarthy. One for the 11 play, 78 yard drive.
There you go.
Was
call
was,
ball plays
it
there.
Was, it was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It was a thing of beauty.
What about like not going for it on the opponent 40 with 1 yard to go, instead kicking a long field goal? I thought that thing might jam you up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm now trying to remember like the time and place and everything. If you're already up by so much, I guess he's leaning conservative in a situation like that.
Yeah.
And obviously trusting his kicker at the highest level.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So yeah.
I think you've got a damn near almost 99% chance of getting a fourth and short now with Cooper Beebe as your center and Dak Prescott, who's a big, strong quarterback.
There was one time
on that drive, that 11-play drive, they do the QB sneak. Easy money. Let's keep
push. I think the Cowboys have this thing figured out with those two now.
Yep, I agree.
So tip of the cap to Mike McCarthy for just the sequence of that particular drive, but then also just in general, and Tom Brady was harping on this plenty of...
Forwards going backwards?
Well, he was hitting you with some cliches, that's for sure, but he was also talking about just the idea of trying to make sure that you don't allow Myles Garrett to ruin your game plan.
That's a good
and
plan.
Just especially with a rookie left tackle out there and everything like that, doing like consciously, where's Myles Garrett? Let's move the pocket. Let's slide do things it. Away yeah. from him here.
Right.
And he's still, Myles Garrett, the depoy that he is, still had a play that could have been sort of a game-changing type play, and the ball bounces the right way for the Cowboys into Tolbert's hands. But by and large, it was a concerted effort, and there's been plenty of years in the past, pre-McCarthy, where it's just there's a great player right there, and we're going to trust our guy to block him, and we know that that can go south on you. So shout out to McCarthy for that. I do absolutely appreciate it. Now, a couple other things. I mean, I would say that Jordan Lewis needs to have some respect for the game that he had. Some of the big tackles.
He does, absolutely. Yeah.
And Mike Zimmer, just the way he was able to dial it up. I think there was only one play I saw where Micah really wasn't rushing and he was just dropping. And it was Micah and Tank that drop. And it's Kendricks sacks? And Lewis yeah. blitzing and yeah. you get the sack there.
It was Kendricks' sack that they went fire zone. And matter of fact, you mentioned Lewis. Lewis would blitz from the slot. So you got a Tank drop and then a Micah drop. Micah was actually in coverage on the where the ball was trying to go, and he was able to make that play. But Lewis on the slot blitz, and then Kendricks got home. But, yeah, it was a good rush, good design.
Well, we've pretty much broken the city of Cleveland at this point. They have a broken quarterback. I mean, people online like Paul Tweets RIP alleging that Deshaun Watson died on that massage table and that this is someone else that we're watching right now. Yeah. And that I think all of those theories are fair at this point. There's really no wrong theories on what is going on with Deshaun Watson.
His life.
But on the other side of the table here for the Browns is the quarterback that they punted on, and that's Baker Mayfield. And yeah. he was dialing it up yesterday, having himself an afternoon. So I take you to 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, where the first call of the day just sets Ken Carmen ablaze.
Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on The Fan. Hello.
Good morning. Two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9. 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback
Christ.
Rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this Hold for on. One more second. Hold no, on. That's enough. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it. You ready to go to another one?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It sounds like he's broadcasting from his closet or yeah. something. It was a little airy there, but he was, I mean, first caller of the day. And of course, you can't help but compare your current quarterback to the guy that you just moved on from. And wow. so there's frustration all over the place. It would absolutely suck to be a Cleveland Browns fan. There is nothing that you can get right. And now, just to add insult to injury, you just signed Kadarius Toney. So you can watch him fumble a couple of times.
This all season. Of those quarterbacks you've had over the last two decades, remember the thing they had where Bud Light was going to give away all this free beer when they yeah. finally won a game like yeah. 5 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, with Hugh Jackson, man. Yeah.
It is the worst, team to be a fan of. I could see wanting to undo the deal with Houston. I think ultimately he made the right decision moving on from Baker Mayfield, though.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you're not going to get this version of Baker there in Cleveland. No. It's similar to the Saquon no Barkley thing with the Giants and to the Eagles. Like, what Saquon can do for the Eagles right now is so much more than what he can do for the Giants. When you give a running back no offensive line and no quarterback, he just can't do that much for you. But when you give him maybe the best offensive line in the league with a capable quarterback and other skill positions, you have A.J. Brown, you have Devontae Smith and Goddard and guys that defenses have to account for, now all of a sudden Saquon Barkley can do a little bit of flourishing. It is not apples to apples, but similar with Baker Mayfield from Cleveland to Tampa. And how about it? I mean, what did you guys think Friday night with the Eagles, other than the fact that they were playing on an ice rink? The NFL is embarrassing with what they do with some of this field stuff. But nonetheless, Jordan Love gets banged up. He will be back in a few weeks, similar to the Jake Ferguson thing, a little bit more serious for Love, but it's not going to be a season ender. So Packers fans can exhale a little bit. But the Eagles, they were shooting themselves in the foot left and right and still finding a way to score 30-plus and had Saquon. I mean, Saquon, three touchdowns in his debut for the Eagles. He had one game with three touchdowns in his entire career with the Giants. That was like 76 games.
Yeah, Barkley was really good. I thought Green Bay did everything to lose that football game. I mean, they just shot.
Had opportunities early in the game.
They sure did. I mean, they had two touchdowns that were taken off the board due to penalties.
Yep.
I mean, it was just Green Bay was like, here, go ahead and take this thing. I don't think the Eagles' defense looked very good at all. Jalen Hurts looked absolutely awful. And I saw some guy that apparently works with the NFL Network, and he was replying that I can't even blame Jalen Hurts for that last interception. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? He rolls out, throws across his body to the middle of the field.
Elliot,
it's like that's
parts,
rule number
you gotta
one.
Watch him. You got to watch
don't
short
do
parts.
That.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable when you look at how this game went. The box score, the efficiency, the per play, the yards per attempt running. How many bad runs the Eagles had, they find a way to win it. But if you line these teams up again, I think Green Bay is the better club.
I agree.
I don't disagree with you guys on that, but I do think that you have seen another tip of the cap. I think Kellen Moore has improved. He's not the same Kellen Moore that he was when he was here. I think there will still be issues that they will run into with him, but at least kudos and credit where it's due. It seems like a little bit of a different offense that he's running now than what he ran here a few years ago.
Yeah.
So we can all evolve and get a little bit better. I think Kellen Moore has. Also, a little nugget on Saquon. Only the second time in Saquon's seven-year career in which he has experienced at least one day being over 500.
Wow.
Well, I mean, is there anybody happier in the world than Saquon Barkley right now not having to be with the Giants, especially when you see what they did just disrespecting the sport of football for four quarters yesterday in those uniforms?
Kind of. I'm interested to see that, you know, with Cam Jurgens starting at center now, and then also with Becton playing at the right guard spot. They got two new linemen as far as starters in those positions. I'm interested to see because it seemed like that Mekhi Becton, they had some success behind him in this game running the football.
It's a big.
And he was a tackle that they made a guard, and now he looks like that
players
might be,
have yeah, more might success be, kicking inside.
Yeah, might be this guy.
We talked about the Bears and the Titans game. The Titans just completely giving the game away after being up 17-0. The Bears don't accumulate 150 yards of total offense. They don't even score an offensive touchdown. In some way, somehow, the Bears end up winning. And this is your quote of the day from head coach Brian Callahan in Tennessee. He says, if we just punted on 1st and 10 every time, we might have won the game. That's a real sentence from a real NFL head coach right now.
That is terrific. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
In addition to the finest is in the books, time to hit the expressway. How much of an impression did the Cowboys make on you in week one? The Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open. How good is this team? We're back with that and a number of things that have been breaking throughout the day, including a humongous call-up for the Rangers to the big league club and more next. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patients is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
A fan. Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation Expressway. We go commercial free to the top every night at this time. LA Lives with Lucius Alexander is coming up here at 5:40. This segment of the nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway itself is brought to you by the on-time experts. A big rest in peace to one of the most legendary voices in movie history, James Earl Jones, voice of Darth Vader, The Lion King, Sandlot, Coming to America, and many others, passes on at the age of 93. A terrific run for him, but somehow it still feels too soon.
Yeah, yeah, man, you ain't kidding.
I hate that.
Yeah, dude, it's tough, you know, to get those kinds of news, but salute to James Earl Jones for a great career.
Iconic voice.
Indeed. Maybe the best. Maybe the most legendary voice in Hollywood history. Okay, how much did that win impress you at 877-881-1053? Are you willing to at all reconsider your Cowboys cynicism at this point? We know it has been one of the most pessimistic off seasons in Cowboys history. Maybe the most pessimistic following an actual playoff appearance that I've ever seen, I've ever covered. So get your thoughts in on that. Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous there on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. And we'll get some of your best thoughts here coming in just a couple of minutes. It's been a big day in the world of sports, though, guys. And let's get into the headlines. Kumar Rocker being called up to the show. He's going to start on Thursday. 7 starts in the minors after 14 months of elbow surgery. Compiled a .91. Hitters at 128 against him. He struck out 47 hitters and walked just 3. The 24-year-old has dominated opponents unlike any Rangers prospect of recent vintage, writes Evan Grant. Perhaps more dominant than any pitching prospect in baseball in some time.
Damn.
His numbers post-elbow surgery compare favorably even to Pittsburgh's Paul Skeens, last year's overall number one pick, who reached the big leagues after just 7 starts this season. I mean, can you imagine? Are you allowing yourself to believe that we got like a Skeens coming up here on Thursday and he, along with DeGrom and Leiter and Malley, could really get us excited about next year?
I mean, I'm not going to put unfair Skeens comps there. Like what Paul Skeens just did was historic. But
he was as dominant as Skeens in the SEC.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he really was. It was him, Jack Leiter at Vanderbilt.
100%. And if he does that, then hell yeah. But I'm not expecting him to come in and be what Paul Skeens just did. But I do think I'm very, very excited to see what he can do. And I'm optimistic that he could finally be the guy that breaks through. And it's like the Rangers finally developed a pitcher.
He could end up having a great career. You know, he's got to overcome an injury history. But to your point, what Skeens did, he like overachieved.
You know,
yeah, it was insane.
Like
Skeens was like a catcher, Air Force, and then got to LSU and developed as a pitcher and is overpowering. And but when you talk about big games of, you know, Kumar Rocker in the SEC pitched a ton of big
100%
games.
100% he did.
You know, and unfortunate for him, he got hurt. He had the contract. I mean,
drafted by the Mets.
By the Mets. That's what I'm saying.
And went back into the draft.
Yeah. So this might be a huge break for the Rangers when it's all said and done.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the way this whole thing has developed, and you've maybe possibly never had a pitcher like this come out of your minor league system and actually go to the big league level and dominate. That's what we're about to watch on Thursday.
This guy's father, Tracy Rocker, Auburn coach, player. This guy was a mean SOB.
Alpha.
I mean, yeah. And I think this kid's got some of his dad in him.
Like just the right amount of toxic masculinity.
Yeah, like look down, you know, like not back down and take everything, be competitive with him and stuff. I think this is really, really exciting for the organization. Because when I was at LSU, we played against his dad and we couldn't block his dad. His dad was like trying to block Micah Parsons, that kind of, you know, defensive lineman. I mean, he would ruin your day. This kid, I think he's got some of that kind of that toughness and that meanness about him. Because, like I said, I watched plenty of them Vanderbilt games, and I was every night that he went out there and pitched, I'm thinking, oh man, Vanderbilt's got this one.
It was special. Yeah,
this guy is not going to come off that mound.
It wasn't until his injuries where you know it really made you think that maybe he'd be anything other than a big league great. Dak signed the contract this afternoon. He is officially on board, re-up.
Official.
Congrats to him. I know it had to be tough to consider that you might be moving on and having to, you know, go to a different organization. It has to be exciting to be able to continue your career where you've put down roots for going on 9 seasons now.
A lot of pressure.
Micah Parsons on his podcast this afternoon said a lot of fans are worried about his contract now, and he said he's not, quote, I know I'm going to be a Cowboy.
Yeah, he shouldn't be. I mean, CD just got what he wanted. Dak got what he wanted. Mike is going to get what he wants, and that's a player that the Joneses are not going to let walk out the door. I mean, he's a rare, special type of player. The things that we've ever nitpicked Micah, it's the leadership stuff. It's like saying one thing on the podcast and the actions kind of seem to be a little bit different, but there's no denying he is maybe the best defensive player in football right now. He's unbelievable.
What did we see yesterday that was different, Brian, in your film study?
I tell you what, I like the fact that where, you know, he talked about that, you know, him and Zim had a kind of an understanding about, please just don't put me at 6 technique all day. Don't put my hand on the ground. They did a great job of kind of figuring out where he needed to be, whether it's standing up, hand down. There were a couple different blitzes where they put him inside there, that 3 technique. They kicked Nealon to the outside there. I mean, they tried their best to move him around and find matchups that they can win. And that's Zim. I just know that Zim is always going to do something to take advantage of the players he has. And the relationship that he and Micah are developing right now, I think is one that's just not a lot of fluff. I think it's really legitimate that Mike knows that I got a special player here. I got to treat him like that. I got to find a way to get him in position, whether it's pairing him with Tank on the same side, putting him inside, putting him to the left side, putting him to the right side, stand him up, drop him. Whatever I have to do, I have to make sure that Micah Parsons needs to stay interested and engaged. And I think that's going to be Zimmer's job. When he's both, he's a tough player to deal with.
Looks like a lot of guys in the defensive line got engaged yesterday. It was just a tremendous job all the way around. And I think that's part of where you start to build your case that maybe this year could be different with, you know, maybe a better defensive coordinator or a defensive style that maybe fits your personnel better and a better overall coach. No disrespect to Dan Quinn, but that piqued my interest yesterday because it seemed more fundamentally sound while not giving up the playmaking.
Yeah, the big play is that's something that Mike's not going to do. He played a ton of zone coverage yesterday. I mean, a ton of it. If you go and look at the metrics, I could pull the numbers up and show you. I was curious how much.
And we led the league in man under Dan, right?
Yeah, man, and you know, playing single high stuff and all that. And this guy's like, nah, I'm going to play zone. I'm not going to give up big plays. I'm going to show you some of this. I'm going to show you some of that. And then you find a way to like, they did not sit in the same defense. I mean, you're watching every snap, and you guys will see it. Every snap, you're like, well, that's a different look. Well, that's a different look. Oh, and he came back to some stuff, but it wasn't like down after down after down sitting there, you know, and just getting punished for letting people get a beat on you that way.
Yeah, even on the overshown play that everybody's loving because he reached ridiculous speeds with the closing stuff. But Nate Tice just pointed out, like, Cowboys show that double A-gap mug look. And so the Browns are, all right, let's bring a tight end here into the backfield to help in protection. And then, of course, the Cowboys move their linebackers out, and now everything's discombobulated, and Deshaun Watson's got nowhere to go with the football.
I freaking love it.
Then there's so much speed. Like you said, like they're sound, they're fundamental, they're physical, they're mean, they're aggressive, and they still have jarring speed.
Yeah, yeah, and just had a different tone. Mike McCarthy on Jake Ferguson's knee says good news. He'll be working with the return to play group, and we'll see how that goes. It was incredible when I got up this morning, started seeing some of the reports that he might not miss significant time. And then for Mike McCarthy to say today, and Stephen Jones as well, that it's possible that he plays this week, it's just... wow, you consider the good developments from yesterday, and that's as good as anything that you got other than the win. Steven did confirm with KMC that Dak got the no trade clause and the no franchise tag. Kind of seems like once you're through that rookie deal, the franchise tag is just totally irrelevant. That's the way that they look at it, because a team wouldn't want to do it. And just
The quarterback money is so big right now that if you slap a tag on a guy, you have to eat all of that money in your salary cap that year. You can't spread it out. So Dak, for instance, if you're tagging him at like $55 million, that's $55 million on your cap that year, and that's just pretty much ridiculous.
Going to take a rare set of circumstances to get that in there. Steven was asked about the chances of Micah Parsons getting a deal done during the regular season. He says it's certainly not anything that's on the table. Micah made a conscientious decision that he thinks he can put together an even better year. So they won't be talking contract with Micah till the end of the season. Former Cowboys coach Jimmy on Dak. Like him or not, Dak's the guy. He will be the guy. He's been great during the regular season. Everybody says, well, you got to win playoff games. Well, give him a chance to win playoff games. Surround him with a better supporting cast. The problem's not Dak, he says. Give him a chance. He is the guy. Okay, that's a good segue in then at 877-881-1053. Cowboys got Dak signed, and they got an impressive week one win over the Cleveland Browns. What would it take? At what point in the regular season without losing a game, you know, or... what on-field development that you could see would shake you out of your Cowboy cynicism that I'm already seeing right now in the text and make you believe, Brian? What do you think?
Well, real quick, I did look up, just be real quick, those numbers. He played 76% of the snaps in zone yesterday.
Zero, oh, really?
Okay. 24% in man is what he did. His pass rush got after them guys.
Sure did.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to do that, what's going to make me get out of this cynicism? The development of this offensive line as far as the young blockers, and if they find a way to be more successful running the football. There was some promise early in that game with some of the creativity with the pulling, the trapping, draw plays, things like that, the jet sweeps. They've got to figure out a way to be a lot more physical running the football. And I mean, and physical in a way that there's positivity to it. They had a chance to put that game away yesterday. And really take all of Cleveland's hope. They took it on defense. They took Cleveland's hope on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Offense needs to be able to do that. That's what will get me going.
Could you fix that this year?
It's going to be a game to game, because what happens is the opponents you're going to play are probably going to get... I don't know if your opponents on defense are going to get better. I don't know if those opponents, as far as their defensive front, is going to be better that, you know, that you're playing from now on. There'll probably be a couple of teams that, you know, you're like, well, this is a pretty tough matchup. But Cleveland wasn't missing anybody.
Yeah.
You know, that first half gave me hope of the offense and some of the ability to run the football. But, man, you're going to have to show me a lot more in that second half and be able to, when it's time to put, you know, to close out a game, if it's a tight game, I need you to be able to have that ability to run the football a little bit more. I'm not saying you have to do it every snap. But I'll feel a lot better about it if I know that I can do it.
360, Cowboys can go 17-0. They'll still choke in the playoffs. Do not trust the results. 972, the only thing that would change my pessimistic view is actual playoff success. at 877-881-1053.
I mean, I think one thing that you could start with in the regular season is going to San Francisco. Acting like you've been there before. Mm-hmm. You know, coming out of there with a victory would be like a nice start to, okay, maybe, possibly. This has been the one team in particular over the last 4 years or whatever that completely takes your lunch. So can you go into their house and at least look respectable, particularly offensively, which is not something you've done offensively versus that team in 5 years?
I think you throw San Francisco in there. I think you're going to about to see this team in a couple weeks with Baltimore.
Baltimore's there.
No doubt.
San Francisco, and that's 100%. That's a home game.
No doubt.
And to me,
you got Houston at home. I mean, there's a couple of these games.
Baltimore, Detroit, San Francisco, Houston.
Baltimore's a bully team, and I'd like to see you go bully somebody like that.
But it is the San Francisco game for me. That's when it'd be like, okay, maybe things could be different. But it is still probably, you got to get to the playoffs. There's nothing in the regular season that really can do it. We've seen this story before. Will something ever be different in January? They've got to actually go out there and do it.
You know, I mean, you could win the San Francisco game, but I think what Brian said is still resonating with me. Have you proven you can run the football? Can you get better at running the football in the next month? I don't know, you know, but also, could this defense continue playing at an elite level? Are we going to look up at week 8 and you're allowing 17 points per game? Then I'd have to go like, hold on now. This is something that can win in January.
The fact that you threw a rookie corner out there and he was able to play at a pretty high level. Now, they were in after him a couple of different times, but Diggs, the safeties, the linebackers, this defense gives me some hope. Again, I know the coordinator. I have that kind of faith in him. I want to have faith that McCarthy will make this team tougher running the football. You know, and that I saw promise running the ball with the left tackle. You know, my center, I got to get him a little bit better doing that because there's going to be some second level blocks. He's got to get to these linebackers. You know, they've got to find a way to secure guys. If they're going to play with the current set of backs they have right now, they're going to have to be a lot better.
You got to block up front.
Yeah, a lot better.
214, even if we stomp San Francisco in a few weeks, I still can't have hope. I won't allow it.
Okay.
That's totally fair, man.
That's good.
I mean, a lot of fans feel that way.
I have no problem if that's how you feel.
I think that's the right way to feel.
It should. Yeah, absolutely.
You have 30 years worth of it, and you're off the biggest disappointment. Like when you talk about, wow, everything's there for you. You had the perfect situation last season. You're the 2 seed. You got the home field. You've got the youngest team in the sport coming to your house, and you embarrassed yourself in a huge way. You didn't just lose. You played the single worst possible game anyone could ever even fathom that you played. So it's totally understandable not to trust this team whatsoever until we get there. That's totally fine.
972 asked, did Zeke look better than expected? I thought so.
Yes.
He absolutely did. I mean, like I said, I wish that the carries, the 10 carries for 40, if that was in the second half, I would have felt really good about Zeke. The blitz pickup stuff, the catching the ball, the screens, the ability to get out there. Yeah. I mean, there was some positivity about Zeke. You know, you mentioned some games that might change your mind. You know, beat the Ravens, beat the Lions. You know, those are tough teams right there. If you show you can have some metal and beat some playoff teams, I think some people's attitudes, they'll say about the playoffs and all that, but I think people will think differently if you go and beat a couple of teams you think have got some physical rosters.
Good discussion. Thanks for the text as well. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has LA Live.
Yeah, man. R.I.P. to the great James Earl Jones, bro. King Joffrey of Zamunda right there. Bingo Long traveling all-stars right there.
Yeah.
Piece of the action right there, man. Claudine. God, dog, man. What a voice.
Was there ever a better actor when it came to like having an authority figure show up?
Oh, no.
Like he's got like a military, like a naval outfit on with all the ribbons and stuff.
Yeah, he's
got it. He was always like, man, that guy looks like an authority figure.
Yeah,
the way he talked. Yeah.
Your bull was in my yard. He was in Dr. Strangelove too, yo.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, he sure was. All right, let's get into our LA Live Monday, Friday edition right into the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get high. My husband has a very demanding job. Let me get this out of the way so you understand what you're dealing with. My husband is the assistant coach of the New York Giants.
Oh,
he's not on the payroll. No, he does it from our couch. It's a volunteer job. Yeah. If you're keeping track, he's also the assistant coach of the Yankees, the Knicks, and the Islanders. He's very busy. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, a lot of us can relate to that. Yeah, we can relate.
Very good.
This is LA Live for Monday, September 9th, 2024. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Word to PPT. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Gentlemen, did you enjoy your first weekend of foosball? Did you enjoy your first weekend?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
How'd you take it in?
Weather came down a little bit. Heat.
How'd you take it in?
Pause. Well, house is a disaster zone, a construction zone right now, so... Most of it in like a lawn chair in a completely empty living room with my TV mounted on the wall.
Hey, that's not like my 20s.
Yeah.
What you talking about?
College style. You're going to get me all feeling nostalgic now.
Yeah, bro.
You're about to make me emotional.
That's a man of peace right there.
It's beautiful.
How'd y'all take it in? Come on.
I went over to my buddy Jared's. We got together with a couple high school friends. Now all of us have kids now. So
you went to Jared's.
Yep, went over to Jared's. Fantastic.
Nice. Good for you.
I sat in my bedroom and was just distraught after the Aaron Andrews fiasco. I really couldn't enjoy the football Sunday the way I really wanted to.
Really?
And then I also had
he was watching his email.
I was watching my email. I was like, damn, they got on that quick. We're teeing up G-Bag of the Day nominees already, huh?
Yeah.
And then my youngest was a little bit sick, so it was kind of a pain in the ass Sunday, but it was football, so it was still awesome.
Yeah, I was feeling bad for you, Eric. I think she sold you out a little bit on that. You know, she didn't have to bring that up. I almost said, hey, I was watching CBS's pregame show, you know, kind of a thing. Yeah. Just kind of make her throw her off the track a little bit.
I'm more of a Tracy Wolfson guy.
Tracy Wolf is, I think, a little bit better sideline reporter. No,
I'm sorry I had to undergo that, Chief. I know what it's like to be attacked by a so-called professional broadcaster.
Here we go.
No, that's honestly, that's the thing that really stuck with me the most is because I really couldn't point any fingers. I just had to raise my hand. There's no excuses here. You know, you just have to eat that. Like, you got to look in the mirror and say, you bleeped up. Yeah, she could have been nicer, but she's also trying to be funny and be entertaining. So
we tried to be funny with her one time and she hated us for it.
Yeah, she'll clap back. She'll clap back.
Oh, no. With you guys a couple years ago, she was in the wrong on that.
She wasn't interested in having fun that day.
No, she wasn't.
Well, she didn't have to do. And if you missed it, we'll replay it here for Two Guys, One Booth. But it was just kind of bringing it back. You know, she could have been a little classier with it.
Oh, wow.
Have to keep bringing it back like that. And I'm just defending you.
Yeah, you guys are good teammates.
Question on your part. Yeah. But still, she can go bleep herself.
Thank you.
There's a foosball game tonight. You got any scores on this one? Anybody got any score predictions on the foosball game?
Man, this is crazy right now with
Aaron Rodgers. Hard finish the game.
Did he go down on a Monday night before?
Yes, dude.
September 11th.
Isn't one of the guys that tackled him on that his
Leonard
defense
Floyd.
Now?
Yep.
Leonard Floyd is going to be on the Niners defensive line.
Yep.
The NFL was like, you're giving us, like, we're not going to let you just get away with not giving us a Monday night football week one
awful.
Situation.
That's awful, bro. That's awful.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm going to let you make it back up, Aaron. I'm going to give you a Monday night against the same guy.
Welcome back.
How funny is this going to be today?
That's wild.
I don't know what to expect. I don't
either.
All right. Well, no scores for tonight's foosball game. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner, I believe it's 5 times now, right?
It is.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Congrats.
Sandler, Jared Sandler, Texas Rangers insider for The Fan and a broadcasting star when it comes to baseball play-by-play. This man has been wanting to be a play-by-play guy since he was knee-high. Well... Anyway, he called into the G-Bag Nation with some smoke for Dawson.
Oh, we got Jared?
I think
he got a little
Jared.
Smoke. Oh, he wants to get
some
spicy.
Smoke with Dawson, yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. True, wait, so this is true or false? True, Jared's here.
I think Buffalo might be the sixth or seventh wild card team as Jared Sandler joins us now to protect his guy, Jack Leiter, who I have been corrected, was good yesterday, giving up one run per inning pitch. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, no, I was listening because I love you guys. And Dawson, I heard you the other day when you were very passive aggressive with Broadus. I know how you can be. I heard the drive-by shot there. That's cool. I was just trying to help you via text. Not sound like a total...
Okay, so you say you're trying to help me via text, Jared. This is not how you address somebody via text in the middle of a segment. Be honest.
Be honest.
Did you watch the game? Suggesting that I was dishonest, that's where you got sideways with me, Jared, just so you know.
But did you watch the game?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so
I saw his numbers. I saw his numbers.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I was just trying to help you out, because if you watch the game, then it would be a different approach.
But did you watch the game?
By the way, I did. I did watch it last Friday morning, finally. I got around to it. And I was astonished at how many pitches Jack Leiter threw right down the middle that were hit for grounders.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed, Jared.
Well, here's how it ended.
I guess that's my bad for having expectations too high on a guy.
No, Gavin, you're spinning this because you don't know how else to combat me other than by playing the, I guess it's my bad. You're not listening to anything I'm saying, though.
Okay, that's the second insult you've given me in the last 30 minutes. Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye. There it is.
Bye. Bye. Excuse me. Bye. All right. See you later, buddy. Bye.
On my 9-year anniversary of quitting drinking today, Lucius.
Bye.
Sandler's driving me to drink.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's triggering you.
That's amazing.
I know.
Hey, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. We have a coach right here, Coach Jason Brown. Controversial fella.
Oh, my gosh.
Netflix, Last Chance U.
Oh,
he's the coach.
Yeah.
Cuss out those kids.
Yeah.
And he likes to drink a lot, too. Speaking of drinking, Dawson. 2017 NJCAA Coach of the Year. He is not a fan of the quarterback play so far this season. Now, tell me if Coach Jason Brown is reaching or preaching right here when he's talking about Lamar Jackson. He says Lamar Jackson may be talented, but not talented enough to win a Super Bowl.
Listen, man, all you out here who know so much football, if you really sit here and are going to tell me that Lamar Jackson is going to win a Super Bowl playing this way, you're delusional and you don't know football and you should unfollow me. This isn't going to win a Super Bowl. Sorry. Call me a hater, whatever the f*** you want to call. I keep telling you, this is the worst quarterback play in the history of the NFL. But guess what? I'm a hater. No, it's true. He's playing running back at the quarterback position, and all you can do is run a few gimmick plays, under center play action, and get him in the gun and run QB run game. He uses his feet to run and get first downs when the pocket collapses because he can't read coverage and throw it on time. But I'm the hater. I'm sorry that the truth hurts you guys, but I'm just being honest. He's a great human being, great kid, and a freak of nature athletically. But this is not going to win a Super Bowl.
That is Coach Jason Brown from Last Chance U on Netflix. You can check that out. Is Coach Jason Brown reaching or preaching when talking about Lamar Jackson as a quarterback not being able to win the Super Bowl?
I think he's reaching. You know, I think if you have a quarterback that can effectively be a running back, you're now at a tremendous advantage.
Yeah.
Now we can play 11-on-11 instead of 10-on-11 offense. Now, it might be more difficult to stay healthy, but, you know, the guy completes 2/3 of the passes that he throws. So I'm going to say reaching.
I will say border. Mostly he's preaching here. Now, did he at one point say this is the worst quarterbacking he's ever seen?
Yeah.
Of the NFL.
He didn't watch Deshaun Watson yesterday.
Yeah.
But he's right. I mean, that is, you can't play running the football as much as he did in that game and expect to last into the postseason. Bill Barnwell put it beautifully. Lamar Jackson made plays that no one in the world can make other than him. He also missed a bunch of plays that a lot of other quarterbacks could make. So that's gonna be something that hurts you. And in the game where he ran all over, which is the biggest advantage you can have in a single game, just having a quarterback that can run all over you. And what did they do? They lost. Because Mahomes also. Part of it is Mahomes exists, and even when Lamar is doing the one thing that you need to be able to do, which is not going to last you for a season running all the time, but in a one-game sample, your quarterback ran all over the other team, you probably won the game. Unfortunately, Mahomes exists, and you're not winning a Super Bowl doing that when he is alive.
Yeah, I mean, they lost by the toe. You think he's preaching?
I think he's preaching, yeah.
I mean, he made an AFC Championship game last year, lost by a touchdown. I mean, they've been close to a Super Bowl, right? Yep, so, I mean, he might not ever win one, but I do think he's overboard with this. I'd go reaching.
Yeah, I'd say he's preaching because, to me, I think there's going to be times where you're going to have to make throws in these games. And is he consistent enough doing that? But he can kill you with his legs.
He sure can.
He can make up a lot of the ills of not throwing the ball. But I think the consistency of him throwing or lack of it at times, I think gets you in trouble.
And that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Well, seems like it's halfway. We're mixed. Mixed reviews here in the G-Bag Nation.
Mixed family.
It's 50-50 right down the middle. A polarizing player that Lamar Jackson is.
You decide the vote there, Mr. Vice President.
No, I'm not going to decide the vote. I gave that meat for you guys, a little red meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
I watched a lot of TV, bro, this weekend. Yeah. I watched a lot of TV here and there. It's a little watch list. It's old school HBO classic intro. It's when that popcorn was on the stove.
Jiffy Pop?
Yes. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I have a what to watch list for you guys right here. Hold on 1 second. Oh, here it goes. Yeah, I have a what to watch list for you guys. Have you guys heard of Chimp Crazy on HBO Max?
No, sir.
Chimp Crazy on HBO Max.
No.
Y'all, it's wild, bro.
Hagee was telling me something about it earlier.
It's like Planet of the Apes?
It's wild. No, it's like Tiger King, but with chimps.
Chimps. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Chimp Crazy on HBO Max. Wow. Former nurse turned exotic animal broker, Tanya Haddock. Refers to herself as the Dolly Parton of chimps.
Okay, I get the visual.
She spends a lot of time taking care of chimps. These are all like former stars, these chimps are. They were like in movies and print magazines and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, she even breastfeeds chimps, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
There we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
Real talk.
She's breastfeeding.
Yeah, right there next to her own kid.
Ooh.
Yep. Kid on one, chimp on the other. She loves the chimps. There's a certain chimp named
Chimps love her too.
Tonka. There's a chimp named Tonka. Famous guy.
Great trucks.
Yeah.
Tonka trucks, man.
She loves Tonka, and she crashes out over Tonka. She goes on the run. The feds are looking for her.
Oh, no.
The PETA is looking for her. And like I said, it's basically Tiger King, but with chimps. It is amazing to watch. Oh, my gosh.
We have bodies?
There is bodies.
Wow.
Yeah, there is bodies. One lady gets her whole face ripped off. Another guy got ate up by a chimp after the chimp like ripped him apart.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I saw a thing that said like 51% of Americans think they could beat up a chimp in a fist fight.
No way.
No, absolutely.
They will rip
not.
You limb to limb.
No, this
claw
is
your face out.
This is amazing. Yeah. So watch that Chimp Crazy. Find that one. I also have another little what to watch list situation. Ren Fair. Ren Fair. It's like the Renaissance Fair. Ren Fair.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The owner of the largest Renaissance festival is here in Texas.
Really?
Right outside of Houston, yo. And he's wanting to get out the biz. He is like, he's an older man, 86 years old.
Yeah.
He likes to date younger women. I'm talking about real young, 20s, 30s, that type of vibe. Like I said, he's 86 years old. He wants to get out of the game at 95. When I mean get out of the game, I mean life.
Oh, end it all?
He's going to an assistant little situation where they unalive you.
Death with dignity?
Yeah, in Switzerland. Jack. And he wants to get it done at 95. So he wants to live out his next 10 years.
Wow.
Just chasing poon, like he says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spending money in his garden.
Mm. All right.
And just living life.
Jack, you're bored.
Why cap it necessarily at 95? You might feel good then.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. He's still getting around good. He has good wits about him and everything. Yeah, he wants to leave the biz, and he's a weirdo. You got to watch him. He's pretty mean. And there's like three people that want to take over the biz. So it's like the dynamics between all of them. You got to watch that.
Ooh, sounds good.
Ren Fair.
I'm not judging preferring a lady in their 20s and 30s, by the way.
Yeah, he did say, he'll go on a date, and you'll see the camera go on a date with him, and he'll kind of like be, she's cute, but...
Not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. The conversation, she doesn't know anything about poetry. Oh, she doesn't know anything about art.
Oh, so he's a Renaissance man.
He calls himself a Renaissance.
Does he dress up like the Renaissance when he goes out?
At the Scarborough
Fair? He does not. Everybody else does, but King George, he does not. He's the king around there, King George.
And he does not dress up.
He does not. He does not, man. But watch that, man. He is. It's a real serious situation.
We need to go over here to this fair thing they have over off 35. The medieval times thing.
Yeah. After you watch Ren Fair, you gotta watch Ren Fair. It is some nasty, weird stuff. And before we get out of here, I seen a brilliant joke in Edwards. Comedian in Edwards with a reincarnation joke. You guys believe in reincarnation?
No.
Undecided still.
Really. No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm open.
Just so you know, it's tougher for black people to believe in reincarnation. Because right now I can blame white people for slavery. Right, that's some f***ed up you did back then. But just because I'm black now, doesn't mean I was black in my past. I could be who I'm angry at. I could have been a slave owner. That could be my statue I made them take down. And they say when you f*** up in your past life, when you come back, your next life is harder. So. As a former white person, I'd like to warn you new white that Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Because if they don't, you'll find out. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what race, nationality, black, white, Asian, Palestinian, or Jewish, be good to people because you don't know who you're going to come back to be. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely should have been a better slave owner. The way my life is going, I was a top tier one ass.
I regret it.
All right, man. My name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water. That is my time, folks.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Wolchuk, Giafalo. It's football season. Where are we going next?
Let's do it. It's time for a little Two Guys, One Booth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.